Lesson 15. Music of the Island. Do you like listening to music? Most of us do. When someone finds a new way to make music, people pay attention. That is what happened on a Caribbean island about 70 years ago. So let us explore Trinidad. That is where the steel drum was invented. Many people of Trinidad have not had much money for luxuries like pianos and drum sets, but they love to make music. In the past, they sang and beat out a rhythm with their hands or with sticks. Then in the 1930s, they invented a musical instrument that was cheap and easy to make. With it, they gave the world a brand new sound. Here is how it happened. The United States had a Navy base on Trinidad. The oil for its ships came in 55-gallon steel drums. After they were empty, the oil drums were discarded. The people of Trinidad used them to make noise whenever they had a parade. The drums gave off a single loud note when hit with a mallet. Someone noticed that a dented oil drum gave two notes, one from the flat part, the other from the dent. Before long, people added dents to the drums to make a number of different notes. Then they started making steel drums for themselves and to sell. Today, the best steel drums are still made in Trinidad. A drum maker first cuts the oil drum all the way around, about 1 foot from the top. He then uses the flat round top and the sides to make the drum. Next, he pounds the top with a 40-pound hammer. This is called sinking the pan and can take up to 5 hours. The din is tremendous. He has to stretch the metal evenly without tearing it. The first steel drums had the tops pounded up from the inside into a dome shape. Later, people decided that the sound was better if the top was pounded down from the outside to make a bowl shape. Today, all steel drums are made this way. After the top is in the shape of a bowl, the drum maker takes the drum to the beach and lights a fire under it. When it gets red hot, he puts it in the ocean to cool it quickly. This is called tempering. It makes the metal very, very strong. The next step is tuning the steel drum. This is the hardest part. The drum maker strikes the pan from the inside to make a number of bubbles on the top. He then flattens each of them a little so that each dent gives a special note. He listens carefully to the sounds the dents make. Then he uses many small hammers to make slight changes. It takes great skill to make each note sound clear and different from the rest. Finally, he paints the steel drum or covers it in chrome to give it a bright silver finish. Steel drums are popular all over the world. Every October, steel bands from many countries travel to Port of Spain, Trinidad's largest city. That is when the World Steel Band Contest takes place. A band can have as few as 3 or 4 players, or it can have more than 100. In October 2000, a steel band with 44 players from the United States took second place, but the team from Trinidad won.